Greetings and welcome to Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans. Stephen Van Patten here, joined by...
Taryn Lopez.
Kirk Johnson.
Mark Abbott.
And, no crazy open here today. We are actually going to jump right into something kind of serious real quick. Normally, this podcast is about horror, science fiction, nerd culture, superhero stuff. But today, figured we'd cover something real quick. That is not so much about horror as it is horrific. We are, basically referring to the unfortunate incident in Vegas where a number of people were killed and well over 500 people were injured. Like 59 people killed. So... Once again, we are in a position where we're sitting around wondering why people have access to high-powered rifles and automatic weaponry.
And instruments to alter them.
Yes.
To actually augment them.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yes. These things that are just kind of available to any Joe Schmo that suddenly decides he wants to commit mass murder. So, it's like it's gotten to the point now where it's really like, well, what is it going to take? I mean, technically, when Sandy Hook took place, that should have been it.
Yeah,
that should have been it. That should have been the end of all of this.
Right.
But unfortunately, plenty of our lawmakers do not see it that way. In fact, now the new narrative from the conservative side of our government is, well, you know, it just happened. Why are we politicizing this? This is so terrible.
Right.
I doubt very much if there was such reluctance to politicize this if the killer, the domestic terrorist, at least that's what we're going to call him on this show,
yeah,
were of a different shade or religious background. I don't think there would be this sudden need to not get political about this. So, guys, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is we've had senators and people in government shot.
Recently,
we had one that guy, Gifford, walked right up to her, shot her during a speech.
Yeah.
These guys were out preparing for a baseball game.
Right.
Republican
senator.
Republican senator.
Yeah.
Who actually was fighting Obama.
Yes.
On gun control.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you'd call that ironic. But it seems to me that, you know, we've been this way before. We constantly keep talking about changing laws. And Stephen and I had a conversation about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is this is really not about, in my view, this is not about changing laws to protect people that have guns. This is about money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is about the fact that if you pass a law that prohibits anything, the altering of the weapon, the type of bullets, the kind of weapon, people, you know, the gun makers go out of business. The guys who sell them can't sell them. They have to close up their shops. At the end of the day, it always turns into a thing about finance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not so much about the loss of human life anymore. After those children were killed in Sandy Hook, that should have been it.
There really
shouldn't even have been a discussion about what we need to do.
That was the rallying cry. That was the rallying point.
But it appears that there actually has to be a conversation with government about what to do.
But see, there's not going to be a conversation.
No, there isn't.
Because the NRA has a stranglehold on so many of our politicians because it just gives so much money and they fund so much that these politicians are literally scared to go against them.
Right.
And until they ever get a backbone and realize that they can get money through other means and not just the easy, you know, dirty money handout of the NRA, they're never going to change that legislation.
No.
They're never going to change those laws. And we're just going to end up having this cyclical, you know, argument of, you know, what should we do? Oh, there's nothing that we can do. Another massacre happens. Oh, what should we do? Oh, there's nothing we can do. Another massacre happens. It's just, it's, I don't know. It's just madness at this point.
I mean, and to me, if you want to change anything, just like anything else, if you want to get a license to own a gun, you have to have a psych evaluation.
There you go.
It's as simple as that.
Why is that so hard?
I don't see why there's a center that you go down, just like you go to the DMV, that the last stage of this is that you have to have a psych evaluation.
Right.
Question. Now, they talk about they suspected that he must have had a psych evaluation because what? He has a license to fly a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's a millionaire.
I didn't hear
that.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
There's certain things about him that add to the curiosity everybody has about the motivations.
Right.
Right? He had money.
This guy had no background record.
No background record.
To speak
no money.
Of that he would suspect
anything. Right. He had a lot of money, no criminal record.
Right.
No psych, nothing that would indicate that he has mental problems, whether he went to a psychiatrist on a regular basis. And like, it's almost like, did he just snap? Was something else going on that he held?
That's not.
Yeah, there's a lot of premeditation going on.
Like, he recorded himself as he was shooting.
He created a perch.
Yeah.
You know, you don't snap, and like that takes. I mean, the fact that he got into the hotel, walked past all of these, the table, everything, got upstairs, used a device to break the windows,
because
I couldn't figure out, because I know in Vegas you can't open those hotel
That's
windows.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Two windows,
mm-hmm.
perched himself there,
mm-hmm.
and then for whatever reason decided, you know what, I'm just going to, like, there was no target. This was almost like the gunman in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 70s,
yeah,
who went up in the tower and just started randomly shooting people because he didn't really like he wasn't picking
anybody.
any one particular murderer who was there.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's nothing. It just doesn't seem like anybody wants to do anything.
Yeah.
Just like Karen said, you know, everybody's got their hands in somebody's pocket, and we're worried about what will happen. I mean, we have countries in this world that don't even use guns.
Yeah.
Police forces that don't even use them at all.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, in this country, we have this psychological need to have a firearm. And my thing is that, what do you need an assault rifle? Who do you think's breaking into your house that you need an assault weapon? And how much time do you actually think, because most, if you look at it, if somebody's going to break into your house, first of all, they're not going to be loud about it.
Right.
Okay, they're going to be quiet.
Yeah.
And just being your luck,
yeah.
if they're not armed, because this is the thing. Most people, you hear people say, well, I'm going to own a gun, I'm this, that, the other thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But have you actually ever, first of all, if you've never been in the military and you're not trained, I don't care if you hunt on the weekends and twice on Sunday, you don't know how to deal with a target that not only moves, but can calculate your next move.
Right.
So if you happen to wake up and the person in your house actually is armed, they're going to shoot you first.
Pretty much, right.
Or they may get the they may get the best of you and take the weapon from you.
Right.
Right.
And let's explore that scenario a little bit. You're just waking up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I first wake up, you know, I'm a little groggy. I'm a little slow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little like, what the hell?
Right.
Shit, I can't see. I can't see anything when I first wake up.
Okay, so, right, exactly. So you and I share that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to realize there's a threat.
Yeah.
You have to remember where your weapon is.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, these are things that when you first wake up, this is stuff you have to put a concerted effort into.
The panic.
Yeah.
You have to get over.
Yeah, and not to mention the fact you're scared.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And trying to do this and not alert whoever may
whoever,
be
yeah.
in your house. Like, you don't want to be making a bunch of noise upstairs and let them know, oh, shit, they heard me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you're going to try
that,
to sneak
that,
down there, you know?
That creaky floorboard that you never fixed, all
exactly.
of a sudden, comes like, damn, fix that shit.
Yeah, the bedroom door.
Where are you?
Mm-hmm.
In which case, the assailant or the perpetrator coming to your house might think the house is haunted.
Mm.
Oh, shit, this ghost up there?
Or he might leave.
She might leave.
Because
exactly.
they don't want a confrontation.
Right. And more times than not, you're hearing, I remember hearing of, I keep thinking of Rekia Boyd.
Mm-hmm.
Rekia Boyd, who went to somebody's house for help.
Mm.
Because she was in an accident.
Right.
And got shot by this woman because she was scared.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So,
instead of just hitting her with a lamp.
See, and that's my thing. Like, I don't understand the culture of the United States that we shoot to kill. Like, there are so many places on the human body that you can shoot a person
and
that will
kill.
Drop them.
Yes!
You know, just shoot somebody in the leg.
Well,
they can't run. They're not thinking about shooting you because they're like, oh, shit, my leg. You could just drop the person right there.
Well, there's two things I'll say on that.
Okay.
First of all, our police are not trained for that.
No, they're not.
At all.
No, they're trained to kill.
They are trained to kill. They are trained to go center mass.
Yep.
And that's that. At all times.
Just shoot the arm.
That's first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing, and not to, you know, turn this around, but if I personally were in a situation where, I mean, I don't own a gun,
mm-hmm.
but if I were in a situation where I was confronted with an intruder,
right.
to be honest with you, it's best to kill the intruder, because I've heard too many stories about how burglars have then turned around and sued the person
that's true
that hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
So I only bring that up.
But it's,
I only
it's,
bring that up because
yeah, I
know, while I like Taryn, you know,
right, but
being
yeah.
being a conscientious, life preserving person.
This
right.
thing though,
you're
once
right.
you come in my crib,
you're right.
Right,
you know,
you have every right.
But
better off.
Right.
And frankly, I don't care about your side of the story. Once the police get there,
you know,
and I don't need you giving that side of the story to the police, so then I can end up in,
the,
you know, incarcerated.
But that's more because,
you know, I'm too
America.
Cute for jail, first of all.
Yeah, you
so,
are pretty motherfucking.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so
you can't go to jail.
That's a problem
you
in itself.
To, you need to kill that motherfucker when he comes in.
I need to kill
this.
Exactly.
This is defense. It's okay.
Wait,
don't you have
that bracelet that Maui gave you that you can just call?
You know what?
So nobody was like, life alert?
Like, Rock? Don't you have Rock on
no, this,
no.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
This is a
yes,
an ongoing
joke, yes.
Polynesian thing that Kirk likes to keep alive.
I've noticed. It's a
Walking Dead thing.
But
yeah, it's you know what? Remember Michael Moore? He did this thing on
Bowling for Columbine.
Yes. And he
yes.
did that whole little cartoon thing about how fear has been like the greatest motivator for economic power in America.
Mm-hmm.
Be afraid of the Native Americans, get guns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be afraid of the black slaves because they're going to rebel and come
uprise and come looking for you.
So get your gun.
Mm.
Get your gun because you got now it's get your gun because the Muslims want to take your shit away. Get your guns because Obama want to take your shit away. Go get your guns, get your guns, get your guns.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, I ain't no front. If somebody stepped in my house like that, but the thing, I got swords, so it's kind of like, you know, I'm gonna stab you really hard until you figure out that, you know, I'm gonna let you walk it out, walk it off. I was like, you know, if you need to leave, walk it off now.
Oh no,
I ain't gonna shoot you. Though,
oh no, double tap that.
No, I got it.
I don't care if I have a sword. I have a machete in my house. But if you're in my house, I'm going to cut your head off.
I let that motherfucker walk it off to figure it out, so you can tell the other people around. Don't go to that spot.
As a warning.
We had a Western.
That nigga's crazy.
Yeah, there we go. Go back and tell your people what happened.
Look, because you know,
he was a fly.
The funny thing is, because you know, Lynn just killed Bill.
Dude, you know.
My name is William Money.
Pick up your limbs.
I killed women and children.
Limbs.
You don't know.
And carry them out.
You don't know how much street cred you get when you do shit like that. Niggas on the corner start looking at you different like this. You want coffee, bro?
What is this, Kill Bill? Is
walk that shit off.
Leave your limbs here.
Your limbs belong to
your
me.
Your limbs belong to me, but go on,
right.
on and do
walk,
what you gotta do.
Walk that shit off. Think twice about suing me. You make you think twice about suing me. I ain't shoot you.
At least.
At least I ain't shoot you. You know, that thumb might not work right anymore.
I really don't know if that's going to work in your favor, Kirk. I really don't.
I know.
I have.
If I look like Sean Bean, though, it would be a different story. Though.
If you look like Sean Bean, yes. One does not simply go into Kirk.
Well, I mean, Sean Bean, you may not make it out of here.
It's like an action, you're right. Wow. Sean Bean back.
Hello, Ned Stark.
Yeah, that too.
But yeah, you know what? It's really just you know what? I don't know if we'll even get back to anything type of normal.
Well,
I mean, aside from being able to get an AR-15 assault rifle, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was able to acquire modifications for it,
yes.
For fuck's sake, right? And I might be wrong. One of them isn't even a... He had a banana clip, right? But no, he had a drum. Or banana clip. He had a drum, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's 100 rounds.
Yeah. Now, was this stuff that he actually bought? Or was this
He bought. They're actually having conversations with the people he bought it from.
Online.
Who are basically like, we had... Because, see, that's the other problem. That's the other problem to this scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Is that... It's this whole deniability thing. Hey, I sold it to him.
Right.
I didn't know what he was going to do with it.
So,
you know, it's almost like I always think about that scene in The Terminator
mm-hmm.
when he's in the gun shop.
Yeah.
And he's like, the Uzi 9mm. And the guy's like just handing him guns. And it's like, you don't find this strange that this man is
at. Yeah, question anything here.
I mean, and once he asked for the plasma rifle, that's when you should have been like, okay, something is not right about this individual.
All I know is. If I like too many things on Facebook, then all of a sudden, I start being asked to prove that I'm me.
Right.
And all I'm doing is looking at kitty photos and going, oh, that's cute. Like,
right.
Oh, she looked great in that dress. Like,
right.
You know, and I'm just like doing it for like a half
because
an hour.
You like it. Right.
Because I'm trying to be supportive to my attention star friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Then all of a sudden, I get this thing. It's like, well, how many of these pictures has a tiger in it? I'm like, I beg your fucking pardon? But now, so me liking shit on Facebook, I got to prove my intent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That you're not a robot.
But somebody, right. But somebody buying all this shit up.
Right.
Can just do it without question.
Right.
And then, and somebody else on the interwebs brought this very good point up. It's like, okay, so my ability to buy all these weapons, that's protected. But those 500 and some odd people that went limping off to the hospital,
mm-hmm.
they don't have free health care.
Right. That's not a right.
Whoo!
That's a privilege. Meanwhile, the person has a right to own that many firearms.
Yeah.
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 So how about that?
But here's one that was crazy.
Fuck.
I was reading in the Daily News, there was a guy there, I can't remember his name, but he's apparently a celebrity in Vegas. No. He was a celebrity in Vegas, but he's like an Instagram celebrity.
Okay.
Because he owns all of these guns. And he's at the concert, and he said that when it happened, he thought about going home to get one of his guns to come back and help. And I'm thinking, okay, first of all, let's begin with this. You're on the ground.
Yes.
This is a sniper.
Yes.
Now, and you have no military training whatsoever, so I don't know who you were going to fire. And second of all, the cops are now on a scene where there's an active gunman, and they see you coming.
Yes.
Don't think that they're going to ask you, oh, you came to help? No.
For real.
They're going to put you down.
Yeah.
And think that they caught the guy that they're looking for.
Yep. Oh, that's just Death Row, the guitar player.
Right. Yeah. Are they thinking like this is a different time and place?
I mean, wait. Let's put it this way. This country, there's a telling tale in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about this as we're talking about this.
Right.
Do you remember the Heat style shootout the cops had years ago in L.A.
Yep.
against those guys that showed up in all the body armor?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That the the cops had to go to a local gun shop
to get
weapons
to
fight
weapons.
This guy,
yep.
these two guys, because they didn't have enough in their own arsenal.
Yep.
What does that tell you? That's a problem.
Well, see, that's the whole argument of conservatives right there, because they're saying the criminals keep on getting more and more upgraded weaponry. Well, me being the homeowner, I want to protect myself, so I need to get that semi-automatic or that automatic weapon, because that guy probably has it too. So I need to have something comparable to that. And, like, yeah, it's a problem. Like, these people shouldn't be even be having access to
No. Like, and how the fuck you getting that? These are military-grade arms over here.
You can get that shit on
military-grade weapons.
Like, you can just order
like
online.
Now there's no black market. I just go online.
Yeah.
Yes.
With and the only and the only thing that will probably stop you is because, oh, we don't deliver to New York.
Yeah, you might have to get
to Jersey. No, you go to Jersey.
But if you got a friend in Jersey, okay, I need you to go in.
Just go to Walmart in Jersey. You're fine.
There's so many variables to this crazy, this fuckery. This is real fuckery.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And you know what? And I think part of it is, you know, the motherfuckers, remember that fucking argument? I remember somebody had this fucking argument with me. You know, guns will kill people. People kill people.
Oh, please, give me that.
I wanted to strangle this motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Because I was in college. And I was like, if I was in college, I'd strangle the shit out of you right now. Because it's not a question. It's a question of, it's that Camus, it's that existential shit. What is the purpose of a human being? And what is the purpose of a gun? Human beings can do anything. It's not, they can kill, but they can also save lives.
Yeah, a gun serves one purpose.
A gun serves one purpose. It really does only have one purpose. Mm-hmm. And it's not conscious or sentient to understand that purpose.
Right.
It just is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a tool to kill.
Yes.
Like,
you can't build a house with that
shit. Because people will say the same shit. They'll be like, well, you know, you can kill somebody with a hammer. Okay, shut the fuck up.
Right.
Because who the hell, the last week I was nailing some stuff in my wall with my 9mm.
Right. And nobody says,
hey, I had nothing else around. I used my 9 and I shot 2 guys.
Right, right.
Hey, Saturday was a good afternoon.
Right. You never heard me say, yo, Taryn, so... You know, I had to build a bench for my cats. So I decided to take my Spaz 12 automatic shotgun and saw off some wood. You know, it was hard because the pellets kept falling
job.
Off. Well, the pellets kept falling off.
Yeah.
You know, the buckshot don't work, so I had to use bigger pellets.
I saw somebody post that on Facebook. They said that they saw someone post that guns don't kill people, people kill people. And he goes... And he wrote back, well, you know, missiles don't kill people either. The guy who pushes it does. And he goes, and the person never answered him. I was like, yeah, okay. Because it's like,
it's a stupid argument.
The argument.
That, yes.
Because
you can't, come on.
Yeah.
What is it? It's a false equivalency.
It's, yeah, false equivalency is deflection. It's
deflection and false equivalency. Yeah.
Look, it's a variety of misdirection. Because here's the thing. Ultimately, I think all of us are old enough to remember the good old days when if you actually had a dispute with someone in the street, you could actually have a quote-unquote fair one.
Yes, enough love, motherfucker. Enough love, bitch.
And
pop, pop.
And
bring the popcorn.
And that went away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Around the same time you had the crack epidemic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it pretty much...
influx of weapons.
Everybody.
You just get shot.
Mm-hmm. Everybody. So there was no such thing as a fair one.
Nope.
You know, you guys are mad. Then a couple of weeks later, y'all realize it's bullshit, but every mama still has their kids at the end of the day.
Right.
You know, somebody may have a black eye or something, but, you know, that used to be it. Now, over juvenile shit,
yes,
dudes were getting shot left and right.
Yeah. Sneakers.
And then everybody, exactly, sneakers, gazelles, whatever, you know, leather bombers, whatever the fuck.
The whole shebang, I remember that, yeah.
You know, it's like, and now that has translated, that's basically what the whole country has become now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't need a crack epidemic. All we need is basically to be addicted to fear.
Well, yes. Yeah. Well, you wonder if it was even before that. Let's talk about prohibition.
Hmm.
I mean, and I know we're talking about two different things. Like
No. I was going to say, what's interesting about this, there were times, I'm going to go further back, to the Wild West.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where you rolled up to a city and there was a sign outside that said, check your guns.
Yes.
at the sheriff's office.
Right. That was rude.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
You don't know how to act.
You don't know how to. Right.
You go in a saloon? Nah, right. Man. Right here.
Let's remember the context. You don't know how to act. We don't allow niggas and Indians up in here. Niggas, Indians, and Mexicans. We don't allow them up in our town.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need your gun. If you did, of course. Let's take your gun with you.
Wait, then it's Dodge City.
Then it's Dodge City. Because we can't have, you know, we can't have upright, Christian, righteous, white women and children and men being subjugated to your bullshit.
Right.
Them niggas over there, though. That's all I'm ruckus. Don't trust them niggas. But yes, the context. It's no, no. I mean, the times are changing, and they have to. And if we keep talking about being a civilized society, right? A human society.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Humane society. If we keep talking about that idea of civilization, because I heard so many alt writers and white supremacists talk about civilization and Western civilization and the whole shit. You ain't shown that at all to nobody.
No, absolutely not.
Right? This is something totally different you're talking about. And we have to really understand that what do we want for our country?
Yeah.
What country do we really want? And because, yeah, you know what? The politicians are at fault.
Mm.
Even, what, there's like 95% of people who are for, you know, stricter regulations on guns.
Right. Yes.
Why the fuck ain't it happening in Congress and the
Senate? Because there's 1% with all the money
that's
peddling into all the politicians.
And how long will we let that stand?
That's the question.
And I'm not talking about Jim Brown revolt type shit.
And I don't mean to get all political and everything, but that's the thing that like Bernie Sanders was actually talking about. The fact that we need to stop giving, you know, voting for these people that are getting this money from these people. We have to find out where the money is coming from that they're running on.
Yeah.
And we need to, you know, actually take that into account. And that's the matter for us. Because we're electing these people and putting them into office. But they're just, you know, keeping the same, you know, status quo in order.
Yeah.
You know, but we're putting them there.
Yeah.
Because we don't do the homework to figure out where the money is going. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry. I blame racism. I'm sorry.
That's the undercurrent of everything.
Look.
Well, racism certainly plays a part.
Because
here's the thing. Gun laws in California changed when the Black Panthers rose.
Yep.
Yes, and thanks to Ronald Reagan.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, Trump would not have been president if Obama was president before.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trump would have had a chance. The whole idea of the Electoral College should have been done away with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, we're also the only country that embraced its traitors.
Yeah.
That's true. We don't call them traitors.
Our terrorists?
In fact, they get to have reenactments every year.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
They're
not
traitors.
Yeah.
They're just fanciful reenactors every year. That's all.
Yes.
They're
quaint. They're
quaint.
We embrace
as they quaintly wish
we embrace
that black people were still slaves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they could
we don't
murder,
actually think about that.
Separate families and rape black women at will. And,
well, you know, you'd be kind of scared for your white wife, too, if all the black men look like Idris Elba.
First of all, Idris Elba would have got himself so murdered so early on. He might not have made it to 16.
For some reason, I just had like a random thought of like John Brown doing his revolt and shit with a banner of Idris Elba on the face of him. Free the blacks!
Oh my god. If he had a chance to go to FedEx Kinko's,
exactly.
He could have got that off really well. That would have been a very nice banner indeed.
Vistaprint.
Vistaprint.
Use that code.
I definitely would have joined that revolt. I've been like, you know what? That's an Elder Saba back.
That's it.
I'm gonna. Shit.
I like Luther. Shit.
I like Luther. Shit. Right.
There you go.
Sure, Bell was the shit. Give him a gun.
Seriously.
But it's guns are. It's not just guns. It's really the atmosphere of the country.
Yeah, it is
the psychology.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I was kind of skittish about bringing this up, but it was an interesting thing that happened. An executive from CVS got fired.
Oh. I read about that, yes.
And she put on her Facebook page, she mentioned the problem with the whole gun violence thing. But she said, I think this is what got her fired.
Yeah.
Was that she said, I don't feel anything for what happened to these people because these folks who love country music are the same ones who love guns.
Right.
And so this thing to happen to them, I don't feel anything for them.
Yes.
And it was one of those moments where you're just sort of like, wow, that's, I didn't even think that, but
I did.
Irony of it all is that, and somebody else posted this on Facebook, it was interesting, where he said, can we talk about, you know, black people saying, can we talk about racism and the problems and how money is not distributed evenly and this, that, the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And white America saying, why don't we talk about the Chicago and all the guns in your neighborhood,
right,
and all of this violence.
Yeah.
And then after this happens, we go, shouldn't we talk about gun control? And the next thing they say is, why are we making this political?
Right. They're like, this is not the time.
This is not the time to talk about
this
that.
I got that on my Facebook page.
And it's like, really?
I got that on my Facebook page from a Caucasian friend who I consider to be somewhat aware of certain things. So it was just, it was odd where it came from.
Yeah.
But yeah. The flip end of that, of course, is waking up Monday morning,
mm-hmm.
turning on the TV. You haven't seen a picture of the killer yet.
No.
Right.
And what's your first thought?
Hope he's not brown.
Oh.
Yes.
Automatically, it's a
that was,
well,
that was
I think
little...
I hope he's not brown.
Yes. And you know what?
Yeah.
I hope he's not
yeah.
brown.
Right.
That was... And now I think about when the DC sniper happened.
Yeah.
When we found out it was a brother and we were all like, what?
Yeah.
And then, but here's the kicker to that. It was why he did
mm-hmm.
what he did. There was a small part of me was like, you know what? That sounds like
right.
some mess we would have done.
Right.
It's like, I wanted to
right.
kill my ex-wife, so I shoot some random people, so when I shoot her, it looks like she part of the whole thing.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, well,
yeah.
that was pretty well
right.
thought out.
No,
that wasn't just like some random.
You just can't be greedy.
Right. Yeah. Shit.
Oh, my God.
I was about to say, but yeah.
I mean... And what? I'm the asshole?
No!
No! You can have the Fendi, but you can't have Gucci.
Right.
Gucci's too much. The Fendi is fine. You want Fila? You can have the Fila.
You went too far.
It's pretty much, remember the Long Island? When the guys were shooting the people on Long Island back
yeah.
in the day? I do not condone it. This is ugly, but I understand.
Which one? The guy on the train
mm-hmm.
who tried to defend himself?
Yes, that fool.
Yeah, that fool.
sat up in court asking
right.
people,
right.
"Who shot you?"
And you, motherfucker. And you know what?
I looked you right in the face.
And please,
you sure it was me?
And please forgive me. In the whole atmosphere of that whole thing, I'm glad he defended himself.
Yeah.
Because I think you know what? You need to go to jail because this shit is wrong. I don't know how... You'd probably go to jail anyway, even if you didn't defend yourself.
Oh, yeah.
But you're going to catch a bad one anyway. And how better to catch a bad one than also look like an idiot as you catch what you deserve.
True.
So you deserve to go to jail, and you look like a moron. And I can't back you on that. I understand, though, bro. I'll bring you a carrot cake. But I cannot condone what you did.
Bring your
I'm just saying. I'll bring your carrot. I'll knock on that glass.
Right.
While you're in prison, knock on that glass. Yeah, bro, I got your carrot cake. That's fucked up to some bullshit what you did.
Right.
You died for that. But you know what?
Wow.
Here's a carrot cake.
Now that Kirk's bringing people carrot cakes.
Jesus Christ.
It's a fucked up. This is a fucked up situation.
And it is a fucked up situation.
And wait, before you finish, the musician, he's one of the musicians playing at the concert,
mm-hmm.
who expressed himself wholeheartedly about, you know, I own guns, I used to believe in
oh,
that.
Oh, the change of heart.
Change of heart.
Right.
And, you know, that was a moment that was like, you don't want to politicize it yet, but you have somebody who was there, who's expressing this.
You're talking about the one who was playing during it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
guitarist.
Because on the back end of that...
Yeah.
And I don't mean to laugh. I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing. I'm just talking about the absurdity that a press person asked, well, don't you think he should have warned people before he ran off stage that they were being shot at? And she got the side eye for that question. Because they're like he ran and
right.
didn't say a word. So meanwhile, people are still standing there and the guns are going off. And they're like,
yeah, I saw that.
So
I'm
like,
video.
Well, in his defense, if he'd have yelled that out.
Yeah.
a whole lot of y'all would, more of you would have been dead from a stampede.
Absolutely.
Because that would have just created a panic beyond, because at least most of the people just dropped down onto the ground or ran onto but you'd have told people they're shooting?
Well, the thing is, I want to know.
22,000 people.
Yeah. I want to know this. The thing is, I don't know if that reporter saw the videotape. Because when I saw the tape, and you heard it, it wasn't like a...
No,
it wasn't like a single shot. Yeah, it was like a continuous...
People thought, they thought it was part of the shot.
Right. It sounded it was rapid fire, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't like pow, pow, pow.
Which is a crazy thought in itself, considering that a lot of shows use pyro. A lot of shows have planes flying overhead.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit that, you know, you go to a concert now,
and
your ear will automatically normalize, whereas back in the day, you'd be like, wow, that's kind of nuts. What the hell is that? Right. Yeah. Right. You know, so, I don't know. It's tough, especially considering the fact that with the current baboon in charge that we have now, we're really
Puerto Rico's best friend?
Oh, yeah. Well,
don't get me started on that one.
Oh, my God. We're not going to see any kind of resolution around that. At least, you know, because right now, what happened in Vegas is just a bigger symptom of a much, much, much larger, larger problem.
Exactly.
And it's you know, the fact that we have this guy that we have as president now is like just, you know, it's the sign of such a larger disconnect just in terms of everything, in terms of logic, in terms of compassion, in terms of just normalizing idiocy. It's, you know, so obviously we're not going to see any real, you know, I mean, hopefully some local and state. Because I didn't even know Vegas was, as many times as I've been to Vegas, I had no idea Vegas was open carry.
Yeah. Right. I heard about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's open carry, but it's against the law to have a toy gun.
Really?
To carry a toy gun.
Right.
They made that against the law in Vegas.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. But it's open carry.
Right.
Okay.
Look, with all this madness, I think we all can agree that our hearts do go out to the individuals.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the families who were shot, who were killed in this madness, this fuckery that we call America.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if, you know, they might not have agreed with our politics, we still have to say, you know what?
I mean,
that loss of life is still something. It's still
And let me just jump in real quick and just say, just because they're country music fans, that doesn't necessarily mean...
Exactly.
Exactly.
That doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Right.
Look, music is designed to unify.
Yeah.
And people were there to enjoy themselves,
mm-hmm.
and they were there to experience something together.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, we may never know the truth...
Uh-huh.
We'll get some semblance of a story as to why this guy did what he did.
Yeah.
But it may be something as simple as I looked down at the street and I always pictured what it would be like to fire into a crowd. And so I went ahead and did it.
Right.
And even though we would sit around and go, well, that's the most stupidest thing I've ever heard. Listen,
no.
People, you know what?
That's madness.
It may never even had anything to do with race or politics or anything else. It's just simply the man, for whatever reason, was detached.
That's what I wondered. Like, and when I say snapped, I don't mean snapped at that moment.
Mm-mm.
But something happened beforehand.
Something happened.
Beforehand that made him go.
I mean,
he
sent his girlfriend away.
Yeah.
So he knew he was about to do
it. It wasn't just premeditated. It was super premeditated.
He knew
here's how I would cap on that, but the thing is, just like back in the day when the fair one went away, you know, because, you know, as horror writers, you know, as fans of the genre and everything else like that, we imagine all types of shit, but then there's the acting on it, that's a factor, but then there's also the means of acting on it,
right?
Yeah.
You know, and if I don't have the means to walk back and forth until I'm in a hotel room with enough weapons to defend myself against an entire battalion of soldiers, then I can't do it.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, 59 people don't get killed. Then all of a sudden, I don't have to politicize shit because nobody's dead.
Right.
And that's basically where we're at. So, now that we've gotten all that off our chest, let's go into something else that I feel that money has brought us, or at least Seth MacFarlane's money.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Because when somebody mentioned to me that Seth MacFarlane was doing a Star Trek type show, my first reaction, of course, was, how does he even get to do this?
Right. Yeah.
Because isn't there such a thing as copyright and all this and what? But you know what? Just like with anything else in this country, you grease the right palm, you give whoever their pound of flesh.
That's nasty. Right?
You know what I mean?
Sounded greasing that palm.
Anyway,
I'm just dying to take it. I mean, no, I'm sorry.
The point being,
at least not.
Seth MacFarlane gets Orville off the ground.
Yes.
They are now four episodes deep.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I was just sort of on the fence and ambivalent. I watched the first episode, and correct me. It basically seems as if he's created a Star Trekian universe.
Yes.
But inserted his own sensibilities and, in general, 2017-ish sensibilities onto that, which, to some degree, is what Star Trek used to do in the first place.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, the first version was set in the 60s, and you had this sort of, like, freewheeling captain who was very good at delegating duties
right.
While pursuing green booty
and fist fights.
He would scrap.
Yeah.
He would certainly scrap.
Scrap like a cow. Yeah.
Next Generation comes along, and we have
Picard.
Captain. That's all fucking business
and British.
Right.
And yes,
it was like Ronald. Like we're Ronald. All true man.
Exactly. And then with that, we have the other incarnations and whatever. We'll talk about Discovery a little bit.
Yeah.
But, so in that respect, Orville is kind of, it is what it is, the first two episodes. They're interesting. They're somewhat entertaining, relatable to a degree, but, you know, hard to forget that this is a Seth MacFarlane vehicle, even when he's not on screen, because the jokes are very...
Under the tongue in cheek.
Very exactly. Then this third episode happens.
Oh,
and then from the third episode, we go right back to where we were pretty much in episodes one and two.
Right.
Now, first of all, Kurt, because you were the one who kind of pushed, just reminded all of us that Orville was even happening, because I think we were, as a group, we were kind of only sort of paying attention.
Right.
But then
I wasn't really like, you know, it's Orville, Seth MacFarlane, and I'm like, I took it as, oh, it's going to be like a parody or a satire or something of the whole Trekkie, you know, ideology, Gene Roddenberry ideology. They're going to really fuck with it like,
Galaxy Quest.
Like Galaxy Quest, right?
Right.
And to my surprise, Episode 3, about a girl. That is some shit I would not have been so far-fetched to imagine it as being as part of the Next Generation storyline.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or
right.
Deep Space Nine storyline. I can't, you know what, let's be honest. They could have been actually part of those storylines already, and we just forgot. All right? It was so, what is it, just about gender...
Gender reassignment of a newborn.
And that they actually got really philosophical about that shit.
They sure did.
For Seth MacFarlane, it was like, this ain't Family Guy.
I gotta say, there was a moment I got actually mad at Seth MacFarlane because, the, you know, the two parents, they're having this really deep debate.
Right.
And they're talking.
And they're male.
And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm really into it and everything. And then suddenly, you know, like Rudolph brought
yes.
up Santa on Christmas Day. And I was like, what? Oh, wait, that's right. Seth MacFarlane. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, and it's
right,
Seth
right.
MacFarlane. But,
so it kind of took me out of it.
Right.
But, like, I appreciate his brand of humor. But I like the fact that he even went there. That
yeah.
It got me to a place that I actually was really into the episode. And really like, yes, I'm part of this.
I mean, he added layers. There was a layer
yeah.
to it because, it, first off, it wasn't quote unquote traditional married couple.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Quote unquote, it wasn't even a traditional society now at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then you had to, like, it really just brought me back to
and
the
this
idea.
This is an
like,
ongoing character. The fact that, that it's not like a weird character that suddenly came on the ship and suddenly they're dealing with it. If this is an ongoing character that's in this relationship that we're going to deal with for
right.
the rest of the show.
Right, this motherfucker
so,
lives on the ship.
Yeah, that was
mm-hmm.
pretty cool.
Like
they,
this big
you know,
gay motherfucker lives on a ship. Awesome. Awesome.
Yes,
that's my first thought. Like, yes. I gotta be, it was like, it was real. I was, I, you know what? I find it always refreshing.
Yeah.
I was one of those guys who was watching Spartacus. And Barker, the big Barker, started kissing on the dude, and my voice was like this. Oh, man, that's nasty. He said, hold on, dude. Context, nigga. This is Rome.
Exactly.
We gladiators. Homosexuality wasn't a big deal. And you know what? I applaud the idea of this big, burly motherfucker who can kill motherfuckers has a boyfriend.
Exactly.
Right? It's what's his name? It's The Wire.
It's Omar
in Rome, man. Come on, how can you not like that shit?
Wow.
Fuck that. I'm, you know what? Team Barker all day long.
I will say this.
Right.
With episode 3,
mm-hmm.
what I took away was the Orville doesn't know what it wants to be.
Interesting.
Yeah.
From the moment the first episode started,
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, this isn't funny. Like that whole situation with the wife and everything, because
right.
I'm like, okay, so you're trying to, and then
divorce.
You know, as things went on, and you know, you had the parent that one where they went end up in the zoo,
right.
and
yes.
everything, and I'm like, you really, I see what you're trying to do here,
mm-hmm.
but it to me it feels like he's conflicted about either being serious, going that half tilt, and just going, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and make another science fiction show,
right.
And have bits of humor in it,
yeah.
But even when you look at Star Trek,
right.
there was always something like on Next Generation, Data would do something at the beginning
right.
in the teaser. That's
yeah.
funny.
Right.
And they wouldn't.
There was always levity.
Yeah, there was always something. Levity. And then at the end, he would say or do something and everybody would start laughing or this, that, the other thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's where he wants to go.
That's where he's
mm-hmm.
leading us, yeah.
Because that third episode was way too deep, even with the jokes about Rudolph and everything.
That was great.
I walked away from the episode actually angry.
Why?
I wasn't...
Oh, because of the conclusion?
Well, no, because it just seemed to me it was... And not that it wasn't a good episode,
mm-hmm.
but my feelings about it was just that after they made him see or try to work on him and say, look,
yeah.
your mate was once female.
Yeah.
And the thing was, like, you didn't appreciate the fact that they did this to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you're still going to go through with this ideology of doing
yeah.
what you did. And even when they, and I knew, when I knew this wasn't going to go the right way, when they brought the females in, I was like, no, this is an all-male society.
They
put those women over
right.
there for a reason.
Yeah.
So no matter, this whole ideology of having
right.
this court
they didn't
is completely
it.
Useless.
They didn't even put them,
yeah,
they didn't put, they didn't put the woman in a different place. They got rid of them, period.
Yeah.
I mean, and
yeah, she was a secret.
Yeah, she was a secret.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, and yeah, when they brought her out, and you're thinking, that, and
oh no, I knew that
right.
that was never going to convince.
No, yeah, no,
memory.
You did, but I mean, this is the regular view because I was like one of those thinking like, oh, this is going to be that moment. As a sitcom, that would happen in a sitcom.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
In a dramedy,
right?
It's a dramedy, so it's not mm-hmm. going to happen in a dramedy. They'll have those funny moments. Your Rudolph,
mm-hmm.
right? The Rudolph. The talk about
yeah.
you know, the one-liners that come out here and there, you'll have that. But then you'll have this real, like, a heart-to-heart kind of thing that disappoints.
Mm.
And the reality, because the reality of it is, because, you know, we talk about, let's make it really as realistic as possible. You know how do you make realistic? Shit don't happen the way you hope it does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And I like the fact that they actually did that. I think it was a little bit early. It was like third episode. And it was a little like slapstick. And then it was really deep, dark thing.
Yeah.
Here's
but
the interesting
I like
thing.
The fact that they did.
The consultant for the show.
Who is it?
What's that?
Jon Favreau.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
And I noticed that right away.
For
I was
that
like,
or just
no, for the show.
For the show.
He's a consultant.
Oh.
Nice.
So I'm like,
all right.
Okay. That tells me something about how he's guiding you.
Right.
Yes.
In terms of like, you know, you don't want to continuously keep doing toilet humor.
Right.
Right.
Because that's
right.
not.
That's but that
not,
was the way he was getting, like, the fans of, like, Family
what,
Guy
no,
and everything.
He's
into,
yeah.
Starts,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he's going to transition into more, pure, like, Star Trek
he,
drama.
Because right. his movies are, you know, for lack of a term, they have that interesting mix of heavy subject matter
mm-hmm.
and lightheartedness.
Lightheartedness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you this,
Whoa.
Because Mark and I kind of began this discussion previously. So, with that third episode and it being as heavy as it was and the whole nine, here's a question I'll hit you with, Aaron. How would that have been different with Picard as captain?
Oh, man.
I have a
you
theory,
know,
but I want to hear...
You know, I didn't really think about this. And forgive me for anybody who's listening who's like a hardcore Trekkie. I am a noob to Trek. I watched a lot of it.
Oh, damn.
It's only recently, so forgive me if I misrepresent Picard in any way.
Did we just lose a whole bunch of fans?
I just want to be real before they're like, oh, that person doesn't know what they're talking about. I'm saying I don't know what I'm talking about.
Our listeners in Finland, they're all just like...
But my point is, I actually think that it wouldn't have really changed anything. I think Picard would have been... much more in line with what the parents want to do versus like he would have been like obviously thinking about the child and like from
right.
a human sensibility you don't want to change
mm-hmm.
that gender like it's a human thing to be like you know you want to give the kid a chance blah blah, blah. But
yeah.
he would also be very much about the rules and regulations which he's like this is not my society this
right.
is this society and this kid for all intents and purposes has to grow up in this society even though they're on my ship
mm-hmm.
they're going to eventually go home and they have to live in that society so I need to. Even though my personal thinking is, you know, this, that, and that, I need to still take into account what's going on within this culture. And I can't change this culture.
Right.
I can't put my personal feelings onto this culture and suddenly say they're wrong. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they can say the same thing to me. So I think Picard, in the end, it would have ended up very similar. But he would have been a lot stronger about his feelings at the beginning. But in the end, he would have been like,
right.
you know what? It's what you guys decide, though, because it's about... what's going to be best for this kid within your society, and
yeah.
Prime Directive.
You know what that reminds me of? Remember the Klingons and Worf?
Mm.
And they had to...
With his son?
With his son.
Yeah.
When Worf found out he's the son of Mo.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, he's like, wait a minute, but it's a lie. And
right.
Worf turns around and tells him, shut the fuck up.
Exactly. It's
this,
like, no, this is what my family needs to believe.
This is best for society.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the greater good.
It's the greater good.
It's
right.
the greater good.
Right.
I think with Picard,
mm-hmm.
I agree with Taryn. I think his feelings on the matter would have been, first of all, a lot more eloquently expressed.
Yes.
and the whole nine. I think,
thank you.
First of all, I think he would have run the court case.
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
he would have insisted
yeah.
And not for nothing, he might have won.
Yes.
Because
he's Picard.
He would have pulled out everybody from Mona Lisa to Rosa Parks to Beyonce.
Yeah. I mean, so Colin had Rudolph.
To Shirley Chisholm. Right. Exactly.
Joan of Arc.
Riker would have had to go find the writer.
That would have been like a weekend long trial.
Yeah. Exactly. He would have worn them down.
Until he said
yes. Fine. We're not going to put a penis on the girl. Shut up. Jesus Christ. Damn British people.
Right.
And he'd have been like, but I haven't even gotten to Jennifer Lopez. That's what I think would have happened.
Question.
Kirk.
Yeah, what would Kirk do?
Kirk.
Kirk would just not even do the trial.
First of all,
you would start here.
Kirk. first of all, Kirk likes women too much to think for 1 minute that there's one less vagina in the universe.
So wait, we're going to be raising a girl on this show? Okay.
But Captain, it isn't logical to tell those people that they can't do what they want to do.
But, you don't need to know.
But
we'll dress it up, it's
Rock,
okay?
It's a girl. I want a girl. She should stay.
That's literally
a girl.
So in this conversation, I said to him, had this been Cisco.
Cisco.
Oh, no.
No. Odo would have turned himself into the girl.
Yep.
Had the operation done.
Yep. Right.
Kept the child normal.
Yep.
Hid the kid and then transformed and got himself off the ship as they're flying away.
Yep.
Wow.
And then the kid would have just dressed up
and they would have had her on the
well done.
On
Deep Space
Nine.
On Deep Space Nine, because Deep Space Nine is
under his sovereignty.
Exactly.
Space Nine handle their business. That's right. You're right.
Before we congratulate, because we just did really great scenarios. What would happen on Voyager?
Yes.
Hey, now.
Now that's
what would happen on Voyager?
Jane
Voyager's
would never have allowed that to happen.
She would not have.
Jane would have gone to war.
Straight up renegade.
Right.
Three shields.
Right.
Yep.
We're taking the child.
They were taking the kid off on the shuttle, landed on a planet. Like, you don't have the kid no more.
Right.
It ain't even an issue. You don't have the kid. What kid? I guess we're not in your jurisdiction. Bye.
And all Tuvok would do is like facepalm.
Tuvok would have just been quiet in the background, just like, I can't deal with
this. Oh, if only you folks could see the look on Terrence's face right now when she said bye. That was classic.
I love Tuvok. Janeway.
Janeway for president. Janeway for president. Yeah. Janeway for president.
Janeway for president. So, and in the midst of all of this,
Discovery
happens.
Oh God!
Now I haven't seen it because I really can't justify giving CBS
big mistake
money.
Yes.
But apparently that's a big mistake. Kirk, you can explain that.
I was conflicted for Discovery. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see a black female character in Star Trek.
Right.
That's right.
Who played a human. Because last time we had one was
Lieutenant Uhura.
Cisco.
Mm-hmm.
And Cisco.
He's not a female.
Oh, female.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we had, so a little bit more diversity in terms of the characters and points of view.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I like Sonequa Greenmar, and I loved her in Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Right.
She can get it. Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was his tattoo singing. That was an Aquio. You're welcome. But for CBS to play that money card, yo.
Yeah.
For CBS Access. What the fuck is CBS Access? Motherfucker, you on regular TV. Why I need access for you to get that channel?
You.
That was really... I was angry about that. And then I saw, because of, because of things, reasons, I was able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if part of that decision was because of the production value
that
show.
I was wondering that too, because it straight up looks like one of the movies.
It looks like one of the movies.
It's got that production quality, and that's a double-edged sword,
yes.
Because I am very conflicted about that show, because everything I read about it, it's like, yes, this is 10 years before the original series, and I'm like, cool, I'm on it. I watched the show. You have lens flare up the wazoo. And I'm like, yo, this looks just like 10 years before Chris Pine Kirk.
Yeah.
And if you tell me that, I'm completely on board. I believe it. Everything looks futuristic.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have view screens anymore. You have 3D holograms that walk around the bridge now. So I don't remember that at Captain Kirk's bridge. I don't know. Maybe I wasn't watching the same Enterprise.
Wait, that's a Rick and Morty episode.
Right.
Rick and Morty's alternative.
But that's my thing now.
I'll pick a Rick!
Yes.
I don't understand what they're going for with this whole 10 years before the original Trek when it looks nothing like the original Trek.
You mean
like Enterprise?
Yes.
You know, I ain't even touching Enterprise.
Yes.
I haven't watched that one. I'm not touching that one.
Scott Bakula.
It's been
a long road. It's got buckle up.
Getting from there to here. It's been a long road.
They started out with a song.
And my time is finally.
And
you
know,
then you know it.
I gotta say, but I've been liking Discovery, and yeah. I'll be on. You know what? And I said it here. I love Discovery, and you know what? I dig the Klingons. I'm actually not mad at the Klingons.
You're not mad at the fact that they sound like they're talking with cards in their mouth like this.
Nah, the fangs. The fangs fuck up. That's how they get the whole thing.
All right, so here's what we're gonna do.
Ball too.
We're gonna come back in the next episode. We're gonna pick up with Discovery.
Oh no, Klingons.
And that's it. So stay tuned. Hang out.
Along with you.
And here we go.